This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Office of Brian Kemp, Georgia Secretary of State and Republican nominee for governor in November's election, has stalled more than 53,000 voter applications, according to a recent report from the Associated Press. List includes a disproportionately high number of black voters, the report said, which is stirring concern among nonpartisan voting rights advocates and supporters of Stacey Abrams, a Democratic candidate who's vying to be the first black woman in the country to be elected governor. 60% of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. have lived in the country for more than 10 years. Vietnam had promised more workers' rights when entering into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. After President Trump pulled the U.S. out in 2017, Vietnam's communist government unleashed its most severe clampdown on dissent in decades. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross recalled talking with former White House advisor Stephen Bannon and Attorney General Jeff Sessions about adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census, according to a document filed by the Justice Department, though he testified to Congress that he had not done so. A ballot measure facing voters in the California city of Anaheim in November to raise the minimum wage for hospitality workers no longer applies to the Disneyland Resort, Anaheim's largest employer, according to an analysis by the city attorney, because the public tax break has been rescinded. Walmart has agreed to pay $65 million to end a class action suit over its not giving cashiers seats. The deal might rank as the largest ever settlement struck under the California Private Attorney General's Act. In the first, Orleans School Board in New Orleans denied an industrial tax exemption request to a local shipping company, Bollinger Algiers. School board and other local entities were only given the ability to act on such tax matters in 2016 by Governor Edwards. Ever since the cornerstone of the nation's first public university building was laid in 1793, the legacy of slavery has been inextricable from the history of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. At an event celebrating the university's 225th birthday, Chancellor Carol Folt apologized for that history. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.